Road-weary investors looking for some direction in the up-and-down stock market right now have a new milepost to watch out for. August 14th, the deadline for executives at many of the nation's biggest companies to personally vouch for the accuracy of their financial statements. Regulators at the Securities and Exchange Commission hope the new requirement will boost public confidence in the stock market. But NPR's Scott Horsley reports the next few weeks leading up to the deadline may be marked by more uncertainty.
SEC Chairman Harvey Pitt says he expects the overwhelming majority of CEOs will feel comfortable staking their personal reputations on their company's accounting. Pitt told the National Press Club last week those who aren't willing to stand behind their numbers deserve to be exposed.
If there are more problems, the public has a right to know about them. If there aren't more problems, the public has a right to know that, so people can feel confident again about what it is they're being told.
The new SEC requirement says CEOs and chief financial officers at nearly 1,000 big public companies must sign sworn statements that, to the best of their knowledge, their financial reports are truthful and complete. Walter Casey, who manages technology funds for Bank One Investment Advisors, says since the order was issued last month, companies have been scrambling to comply.
You know, we're all wrestling with this. I don't recall anything quite like this, really. I'm sure there's an awful lot of lawyers and forensic accountants and CPAs and CPA firms right now that are probably changed their summer vacation plans.
By making CEOs personally responsible for their financial statements, the SEC hopes to encourage cleaner accounting in the future. First, though, companies may have to sweep out some lingering dirt from the past. Tim Leach, chief investment officer for Wells Fargo's private client services, says companies that have pushed the limits may shift to more conservative accounting as they ready their books for their CEOs to sign.
There will certainly, no doubt, be some companies that decide to clean out what's left in the closet. I'm not expecting there to be some land rush business of disclosures, but given human nature, there's always going to be some.
Finance professor Russ Wormers of the University of Maryland says that uncertainty may discourage some investors from putting money back into the market, at least until after the dust settles.
Well, that's certainly the way I play it. There's a lot of reporting risk right now, so I think very definitely investors will sit on the sidelines.
But research director David Presson of Bank of America Capital Management says even before the 14th, investors should not shy away from the stock market altogether. He says investment advisors can already make educated guesses about which company's accounting is most reliable. He favors those companies with straightforward bookkeeping that have not grown through a string of acquisitions.
I mean, it's no shock or surprise that, for instance, Tyco came out the other day and said they would unlikely certify that they needed more time. And this has been one of the more complex companies out there, so that really should not be much of a shock.
Some investors may find it easier to trust corporate accounting after August 14th, but tech fund manager Casey warns anyone who thinks the SEC deadline will mark the end of financial fraud is likely to be disappointed.
Let's say you're a CEO, CFO, you're an honest guy, you think the numbers are correct, but a controller in one of your divisions inflates sales and you didn't know about it, and it blows up on September 3rd, and you've signed this letter, there'll probably be some surprises along the way. This is going to go on for a little while.
CEOs can refuse to sign the statement and instead offer an explanation of why their books are not accurate and complete. Given the almost certain investor backlash, though, it's doubtful very many CEOs will choose to go that route. Scott Horsley, NPR News.